Jack Brewer tackles Joe Biden over Charlottesville Very Fine People hoax at RNC, It's a Lie. By Joel B. Polak on August 26, 2020. NFL great Jack Brewer delivered an address to the Republican National Convention, RNC, on Wednesday night in which he noted that the Charlottesville Very Fine People hoax Democratic nominee Joe Biden uses in his campaign is simply a lie. Biden launched his campaign by citing the false claim that President Donald Trump had called the neo-Nazis and white supremacists who rioted in Charlottesville, Virginia, in August 2017 very fine people. In fact, President Trump had said they should be condemned totally. He used the term very fine people to refer to nonviolent protesters, left and right, peacefully expressing their views both for and against the removal of a local statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Biden repeated the lie in his speech last Thursday at the Democratic National Convention. Brewer, a Democrat, responded at the RNC, making an impassioned appeal to Black Americans to support Trump based on his policies and record. "We are not as divided as our politics suggest. At some point, for the sake of our children, the policies must take priority over the personalities. So because you have an issue with President Trump's tone, you're going to allow Biden/Harris to deny our underserved Black and brown children school choice? Are we so offended by the president's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again, that we are going to ignore that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have collectively been responsible for locking up countless Black men for nonviolent crimes? Are you going to allow the media to lie to you by falsely claiming that he said there were very fine white supremacists in Charlottesville? He didn't say that. It's a lie, and ignore the so-called Black Lives Matter organization that openly, on their website, call for the destruction of the nuclear family?" Brewer, a former safety who played for four NFL teams, also appeared on Breitbart News Sunday last weekend. Breitbart Middle. Breitbart News Sunday, Jack Brewer, August 23, 2020. He is a member of the Black Voices for Trump Coalition, and also works as a minister to prisoners through President Trump's First Step Act, which helps deserving prisoners reduce their sentences. Toward the end of his speech, Brewer declared, "Republicans are the party that freed the slaves, and the party that put the first Black men and women in Congress. It's the party of Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln, and now, Tim Scott and Donald Trump." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.